They also made a mistake and ran the 231 Buick. Boy, they used to bust those things on. I used to listen to them races sometimes, and I used to laugh when they broke them. Little broken crankshaft, broken parts. I used to laugh.
2.8 at 6,000 RPMs.
Some guys put 283 rods in and push the rods and all kinds of weird stuff. They were designed for a front wheel drive car. And, you know, everybody, then they decided to put them in a little S10, you know. And a little front wheel drive car is a big difference between. And a lot of Americans are tough on trucks. I mean, Americans are tough on trucks. I've seen people do with their pickup trucks. These are just unbelievable.
2.8 Chevrolet and try to put 500 horsepower in it. You know, what's going to happen? But, you know, they've done it.
A lot of modifications. I looked through some of the NASCAR stuff and found out why they broke down the street. I did about 1 year. 1 year I did 7 of them things in a row.
They didn't put... build it to the max and have it. You know, it's funny that it gets 20 miles to a gallon. I told somebody today, it gets 20. You can hook a trailer up 40 feet long and drive 500 miles, and it gets 20 miles to a gallon. It don't matter if it's empty or full.
An old International with a straight 6 gas job, a 4-yard dump truck. Had a 3BD308, big straight 6, 308 cubic inches of pure blue cast iron, heavy duty, leg gut busting crap to work on. And when I worked on the truck, the head gasket, the valve broke one day, so we pulled the head off and it broke the piston. So at the time in 1981, there was 11 rod bearing standard left in the country and one piston left, and I got it. And there was one valve you could get at the time. And I rode in that truck. It had a 5-speed manual straight synchro, no synchro in it, with a 2-speed axle in it. And that truck, you would go 65 miles an hour. It would go 65 miles an hour uphill. It drove the same in the falls. It did empty. We could pull a stupid diesel up. One time we went for a ride, he said, we pulled a diesel coming up over the hill. We were over this hill at 50 miles an hour. And the guy said, why in the world are you got that thing? It was an old gas shop. It was geared right. But it was slow. The only speed it had was slow and slower.
Hey, it works. My S10, I've had people try to buy it from me. I bought it new, and she has been good to me.
Ford Ranger. You ever see those little Ford Ranger pickups with a 2.3 with the roll, the twin 8 smart plugs in? They redesigned that German little 2.3. Those are the same way. If you build those things right, that little Ranger would just walk.
I built one the same time I built mine, and you know, ever since he built. You know, when he started up, it knocked, and I told him, I said, something's not right there. You need to take it back and get him to redo it. I said, the rods are not seated right.
Yeah, careful. Yeah, that's right. Someone did something wrong with the rods. Well, now, what you need to do, too, with 2.8s, you got to put a filter with a check in it. They make an oil filter with a check valve in it, so when you shut the engine down, the oil doesn't drain back. But right, if the rods are resized right, what you'll get is, formula N, what you'll get when you fire it, and it'll go right away. You'll hear it go, and it'll go right away as soon as it's cold. It won't hurt nothing, it's not good for bearings. That's one of the reasons people blow those things up, because the rods get sloppy in them, and then the bearings get pounded up and they go out.
Cut it up, it sounds like two women fighting each other. KK4HXB Friday.
I used to laugh when I heard people then just do that. I said, you better get that thing revoked because you're going to get a boom one of these days.
Roger that.
That's my story. My nephew broke our V8 in the Chevy. My nephew's a good kid, but he's in his 20s. I call him a kid, but he is a kid. But I did an engine pickup. I had old 350, 355. I didn't have a lot. My brother didn't have. We didn't have a lot of money, so I got $350 for kit, and a crankshaft and all the crap. Put a gear drive in it, a cam in it, some pull camshaft. And the crankshaft I had, the guy sent me a reground crank. It was good, but it really, I knew it was old crank. It had 305 X rods, one was bent. So I found another rod for it, fixed that, put it all together, and the crank was a 30, the 40 on the rods and 30 on the, yeah, 30 on the rods or something like that, and 40. I think it was 40 on the main, 30 on the rods, some stupid stuff like that. It was old, you know, it was good, it was mag, it was, you know, it was good. So we go there for a couple of years. I said, Ryan, you know, this bed is worn out. I said, the rings are getting tired. It really needs to come out, and the rods need to be thrown out, the crank needs to be thrown out, and I need to freshen it. No, it's not worth doing it. I'm telling you, if you guys keep beating on this thing, and, you know, and your son keeps beating on this hard, he's going to break it. Well, one day, he told me he was only going 50 miles an hour. He broke the thing, and we got the engine back in the shop. He put it up on a lift, and it wouldn't run. So I took a look at it, and I get some light look up in there. There was four broken rods, the camshaft was broken half, and the cylinder wall was split. And I said, well, so we took it. I said, well, you know, if you broke the camshaft in half like that, and it turned over, and it turned over, it broke water, so I knew what happened. He come to find out, he was going to work, and he was taking his small block. He was doing about, well, over 7,200 with that poor old, worn out rods, and it just broke them. The bolts failed. There was rod bolt pieces in the pan. We took a light, looked up in there. There was four broken rods in that thing.
Watch that. Move over to 610.
Up 610, Earl, KK4FTU.
Move over to 130.
130.
2. Al wants to go to the 130 machine.
Is it 146, 130?
145, 130.
You go there, I'll follow you.